the throne of heaven. As I started in Revelation chapter number 4, going down through here, I realized right quick that there was going to be several sermons come out of this, so I had to back up and I had to regroup. If not, I would overwhelm you tonight, I'd overwhelm me tonight, and we would be in trouble before we left tonight. So what I want you to know is, if you have a study Bible in your hand tonight, you may have one. And up underneath it, I don't carry a study Bible to the pulpit, but if you have a study Bible tonight, Revelation chapter number 4, you're going to read there, some say, hey, and by the way, if you have a study Bible, and in the bottom of that Bible, it's got notes at the bottom, that's man's opinion. Okay? So, at Revelation 4, some's going to teach that this is not the rapture of the church. That right here, this is not the rapture of the church. That some of them, I had four laying on my desk this week and looked at all four of them. And all four different Bibles, all four different commentators at the bottom, all four different ones looked at it differently. I personally, before I get preaching this, I believe Revelation chapter number 4 speaks of the rapture of the church. I believe the church is raptured out. I do not believe that any person that is born again in the grace dispensation age will go through the tribulation period. I just want to get that out there before I get in more into Revelation. I do not believe that a child of God right now that is saved by grace, they'll have to go through the tribulation period. Some teach and some believe that the church will have to go 3.5 years through the tribulation, then it'll be raptured out. Some believe it'll have to go 7 years through the tribulation, it'll be raptured out. Me personally, and I usually don't give my opinion, but tonight, me personally, I do not believe that the church will go through the tribulation period. I truly believe that He'll rapture the church out before that time. So with that being said tonight, whatever you have at the bottom of your Bible tonight, you can read that. I'm sure there are different ones all over this room tonight that you're going to read, and you're going to have to make up your mind where you're going to be sitting. Or do you believe you're going to go through that tribulation? You're going to have to make your mind up on that. But tonight, He saved me from wrath. He saved me from condemnation. He saved me from all that. And He's not going to allow me to go through that tonight. Revelation chapter number 4, beginning in verse number 1. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. The throne of heaven. After this, John says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. And immediately, boy, ain't that a Bible word. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, and sight like unto an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Our Father and our God, as we bow in Your presence tonight, Lord, I pray for the man's family tonight that we heard that had passed, and Father, I pray that You be with that family tonight. I pray You be with each and every prayer request that was mentioned. Lord, I ask You tonight to rain down from heaven. Lord, I ask You, as Brother Kevin did earlier, once again, that You be with Timothy Hathcock and his family. Lord, I'd ask You to touch them in a mighty way, Father. I'd pray tonight, Father, You'd reach down there in Tupelo and continue to heal that body and mend him up, Father, in a mighty way. Lord, I pray tonight as we study Your Word tonight that we just look into the throne room of heaven tonight. Look right into what You've called us to look into tonight. Lord, we're taking this book as You've written it tonight, word for word, exactly what You'd have us to do. And Father, I pray tonight, if there's one got anything in their life tonight that they just need to get right with You, I pray that this night be it. Father, I love You. I thank You. I pray You guard my throat, guard my thoughts. And I pray for just a few moments that we enter into the throne room of heaven tonight. We ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight in Revelation chapter number 4, we'll be looking in verse number 1 and through verse number 4 tonight. But tonight, John is immediately, and that's a Bible word, a very key Bible word that you need to get up, and that you really need to look at when you read the Bible. In Acts chapter number 9, we know that Paul, suddenly there was a light shining down around him. When God does things in your life, and He wants to show you something tonight, I want you to know He'll make it known where you'll know exactly He's talking to you tonight. But John is immediately taken by the Spirit into the throne room of heaven. God gives John a glimpse of heaven and the throne tonight. He gives him a glimpse of that throne tonight. But tonight I want to look at his entrance to that throne. I want to look at John's entrance to the throne room of heaven tonight. We've been at Revelation chapter number 1 through chapter number 3 tonight. And there's been doors that has been mentioned that's been opened through that book. And I want to look at them tonight and look at them doors that have been opened. You know what tonight? God's opening doors in your life tonight. He's opening doors in your life tonight that you get a glimpse of just how good a God He is tonight, how good He is to you, how good He is to me. And tonight He told John, He said, I want to show you something tonight, and I want to show you my glory. Tonight I want to look at that door that was open. He said tonight in verse number 1, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And tonight that door that was open in heaven, now there are four doors that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. There's four doors that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. And tonight, before we can move on, we must look at them four doors that was mentioned in the book of Revelation. Number one tonight, can I say that there is an open door that is mentioned in the book of Revelation. I don't know about you tonight, but I thank God for that open door. Amen. That open door, we're still in the grace dispensation era. The God's grace is still here. Anybody, any place, anytime, anywhere can still be saved, because God's grace is still amongst us tonight. It's still all over everything tonight, and His goodness is there. But in Revelation chapter number 3 in verse number 8, let me show you this tonight, and I put the scripture down for you on what He says tonight. He said, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. And what is that door tonight? That is the door of soul winning. That's the door that we have the opportunity tonight to share the gospel with people that are lost tonight. There is a door that He has opened. There is an area in our life tonight that we have the opportunity to go witness to a lost and dying world. Have you ever had the opportunity to witness to somebody, or you missed that opportunity and you went right where they was at and you were supposed to talk to them and you didn't? Or maybe you did. You know what that is? That's a door that God's opening in your life tonight that no man can open and no man can close tonight. He says in verse number 8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength and has kept my word and has not denied my name. So tonight, number one, the open door is an open door, and it's a time of soul winning. And that is a door that He had showed John all the way through here before he went to heaven. Can I say to you tonight, He has given you and He has given me, before we leave this walk of life, the opportunity to win people to Jesus Christ. And that's our job tonight. That's our opportunity. And that's a door that we have right now to lead people to Jesus. But number two tonight, we see not only is it an open door, but there is a door to every man's heart tonight that He mentions in the Bible. I don't know about you tonight, but there's a lot of doors in this place, and they go different areas. They go in different directions. Some lead you out of the building, some lead you into the building, and some lead you on the inside of the building. But tonight, the door to the heart, that is a relationship or fellowship with Christ Jesus. In Revelation 3:20, He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. That verse there, I want you to get this tonight. I use it, and a lot of people do use it, for a time to witness and to win people to Christ. But here in Revelation 3:20, it is not to win people to Christ. It is for the church already. They're asleep, they're cold, they're callous, and they need that heart knocked on. Just like we're going to have revival come up, we need our heart knocked on. And tonight, it is the door to our heart for a relationship or fellowship tonight. He says in Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. We say, number one tonight, that there's a door open, but also there's a door to our heart tonight. Do you know everybody's heart in this place? place tonight has a door on it, and God is standing there knocking at that heart's door and wanting us to be in fellowship with Him, wanting us to have a right relationship with Him tonight. But I see the third one that is found in Revelation, and that's where we're at tonight in Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 1. Now, tonight I want to stop right here. The word rapture is not going to be found in your Bible tonight. The word rapture is not going to be found inside your Bible tonight, but there is words like there's a snatching away or to be called up, and it's the same meaning as rapture tonight, to be called out. And I personally believe tonight that tonight in Revelation chapter number 4 and verse number 1, it is a key that the church will be raptured out before the tribulation period. You said, "Preacher, how do you know that?" It is put at the perfect place in the Bible tonight. Right after he talks about the churches at Asia Minor, he says, "John, come up here. I want to show you something of things that's going to come hereafter, things that's going to take place hereafter." Tonight, can I say to you that I'm not going through that tribulation period tonight according to the Word of God? You say, "Preacher, it sure is bad right now." It's going to get worse. "Preacher, things are expensive." It's going to get higher. "Preacher, people are bad." They're going to get badder. And I know that's not a good word, but things are going to get worse. He said, "And when these things come, look up. Your redemption is drawing nigh." We're getting closer. So tonight, I want you to get this in Revelation 4:1. It's the door that I truly believe is to rapture the saints out before the tribulation period, before that great and horrible day comes. And look at me tonight, and here's why I believe that. "After this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven." Heaven opened up and escorted John right in. "And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, 'Come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter.'" So tonight we see there's an open door. We're all in that right now. There's a door to our heart. That open door is we witness to people. And our heart's open to God right now. We're letting God move on us, letting God have His way in our life. That's the open door to our heart. But then there's that door, and that rapture time comes. You will not have the opportunity when you're raptured out of here and you're called away from this life to win anybody else to Christ. You and I won't. Our time will be gone. We'll be raptured up. We'll be taken up. And tonight He says, not only there's a door of open and a door to our heart and a door for the rapture saints, but fourthly tonight, there is a door for the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Do you remember tonight in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4? When Jesus Christ comes, listen to me tonight, I want you to get this, and He raptures the church out, His foot will not touch earth. When the rapture of the church comes, He will not touch the earth. He will not land a foot or a finger on the earth. What is He going to do? Let's just look. 1 Thessalonians, man, ain't that good? Oh, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. You've probably heard this at funerals many times. But tonight I want to give you this. When the Lord comes and He raptures the church, He's not going to land a foot on this earth. He's going to rapture us and call us out. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse number 13. And here's what the Bible says. And Paul is telling the church at Thessalonica, "I don't want you to be ignorant of this. I don't want you to be caught off guard when this happens. I want you to know that He's going to call you out before that time in your life, and that is for the saved person." Look what he says in verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 4. "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren." Boy, ain't that a Bible word. I don't want you to be ignorant. You ever had anybody call you ignorant? Boy, my daddy and mama said, "Boy, I don't even go there." "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." That's those that have passed. That's those that have went on. That's your loved ones and my loved ones now that are laid in the grave right now. He said, "I don't want you to be ignorant concerning those which are asleep, that ye sorrow not even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died," what does he tell them? If you believe the gospel. If you believe that Jesus died and rose again, "even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." So there's going to come a day at the rapture of that church, every grave of the born-again believers are going to bust open and they're going up. Amen? And we're not going to prevent them. The ground's not going to prevent them. The vault that you buy a plastic vault or you buy a bronze vault, it don't matter. It's not going to hold that body down. Thank you, sister. it ain't going. I'm coming out of that grave, you hear me? I'm coming up. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Here it is. And the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And to, what? Where are we going to meet Him? He ain't putting that foot down yet. Why? Because there's still hope that some may be saved. When He lands His foot, when He lands it down in the second coming, brothers and sisters, it's over. It's over. And can I say to you tonight, if you're in here and you're lost, you don't want to wait to the tribulation period and try to get saved. Listen to me tonight. If you have sat under the preaching of the gospel and you've heard it and you've heard the grace dispensation, you can't be saved during that time. Your time is up. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Your time is up. 2 Thessalonians. As you go through the book of Thessalonians, you denied the grace. You denied God's goodness. You denied, well, I tell you what, preacher, I'm just going to wait out. I'm just going to take it easy. And if the Lord comes and raptures the church out, then I'll get saved. Oh, no. The Bible says that He'll turn them over. God Himself will turn them over to strong delusions that they may believe a lie instead of the truth. So who's going to be saved during that time? Those that's not heard the gospel, that's not heard that grace, that's not heard what God can do. But it's going to cost them something to be saved during that period. It's going to cost them. So tonight, it's not costing you nothing to be saved. It ain't cost you nothing. You might have lost a friend. You may be going through a little old something. That ain't nothing compared to Calvary. But it ain't cost you nothing to be saved. But if you wait to after the rapture and try to be, it's going to cost you. So tonight, what I want you to know, He said, and we shall meet Him in the air. Meet Him in the air. Let me keep going. Boy, I like studying this, don't you? Woo, glory. Look what He says here. For then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Wherefore, He says, don't get scared now. Wherefore, what are you supposed to do with this word right here? Comfort one another. That tells me I'm not going through the tribulation. How can I tell you tonight all these things that's going to come? And as a church tonight, if I think you're going to go, how am I going to comfort you in that? I can't. All I can tell you tonight is if you're born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you will escape that time in your life and you'll be caught up together with the Lord in the air. So I see there's an open door. There's a door to my heart. There's a door for the raptured saints. But fourthly, there's a door of the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Revelation 19:11, John said, and I saw heaven open. Opened it to him again. It's opened again. And I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteous he doth judge and make war. Now that time when he comes, he might have come as a lamb the first time, but he will not come as a lamb the second time. He's coming as a lion. He's coming as a warrior. He's coming to take care of business. So let's move on here. We see that door of opportunity there that happened. We see what happened there. That door was open. We mentioned that tonight. But let's look at that door of opportunity tonight. So how do I know that tonight? How do I get peace in that tonight? Number one, just as He did John, He does you and I. Just as He did John, He does you and I. He invites us to come to have peace with the book of Revelation. Tonight, if you're a child of God, Revelation should be the probably your greatest book to read in the Bible. Because after chapter number 3, chapter number 4 on down to 19, the church is not mentioned. Praise God. Hallelujah. All that old that's going on. Now, we're going to read about it as we go and we're going to study. And that ought to give us an unction to win people to Christ so they don't have to go through it. But tonight, what's that door of opportunity? Number one, just as He did John, He invites us to come. Look what He says here in the Bible. After this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said what? He said, come. Come up hither. Tonight, can I say to you, He still invites people to come to Him today. He still is in the inviting business. And I wrote this down for you. The Lord God Almighty is still inviting folks to come to Him. Matthew chapter number 11 and verse number 28, the Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Tonight, if you got a restless spirit, you got an uneasy spirit, get with the Lord tonight, and He will give you rest in your soul tonight. He says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul." So He invites us to come. He invited John to come, and He invites us to come. I thank God tonight for that invitation to come to where He is. I thank God that there John was all alone on the Isle of Patmos, nobody there with him. He was all alone. He was all on an island all by himself. But God Almighty still knew where he was, what was going on in his life, and he still had an invitation. You may be in here tonight going through something, and you say, "Preacher, is that door of opportunity still open?" Yes, it is. No matter what you're going through, what you've got going on, He is still inviting people to come. He invites them to come, but also He invites them to see. You know what? When He invites you to come to Him, He don't just invite you to come, but He wants you to come look. He wants you to come taste. He wants you to come get what He's got. He did not invite you to come. There's one thing that at our home we like to do if somebody comes over and we invite them in. We just don't want them to come in and sit down. What do you do when you invite somebody? What do you offer them? Something. Something happened. You offer them something to drink. If they take it or not, that's their business. They ain't got nothing. That's like Jesus. When he invites you to come and He wants you to come, He is inviting you to take a drink, to get a hold of what He's wanting to give you tonight. And tonight I want you to know as we get here, there's opportunity still in our life. But He invites them to see what's going on. He says this, the Lord God Almighty wants us to see what's going on. He said, "Come up hither," in verse number 1, and He said, "I will show these things." He said, "I'm going to show you some things." I ask you a question tonight. Has God been showing you things in your life? Amen. He's been showing me things in my life. I want you to know tonight, He shows it to me when it's pretty. He shows it to me when it's ugly. He shows it to me when it's good and when it's bad. But He shows me things in my life. And tonight, I want you to get this. If you'll turn with me to 1 John chapter number 1 and verse number 1 tonight, have that door of opportunity. He invites us to come and He invites us to see tonight what God can do in your life tonight. And tonight, that door of opportunity, when John said He called him up, that door is still open for us tonight if we accept that opportunity tonight. He invites us to come and He invites us to see. Here's what He said tonight in 1 John 1, 1. "That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen." Ain't that good? "Which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto this. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have" what? What I told you to start with, a relationship and fellowship. I don't understand how people that are born again wants a relationship with Christ, but they don't want no fellowship. Why would you want to have a relationship with Him and not fellowship with Him? My relationship, I'm proud of it. Amen? I am very proud of my relationship with Him. But I am very proud of my fellowship with Him. Does anybody understand that? Me and my wife is fixing to have 24 years in. And on that day when I made that covenant, not only with me and Brandy, but me, Brandy, and the Lord, we made a covenant one with another. At that moment, we entered into a relationship with one another. What if that relationship that day, He said that you may have fellowship. If that day we entered that relationship together, and when we got done, you may kiss your bride, kiss my bride, she went her way and I went my way. What kind of fellowship would we have? Married folks in here tonight, does it take work to have a fellowship in a marriage? I'm not working for my salvation. I'm not going there. But what I am saying is for you to have fellowship with Christ Jesus the way you want to have it, it's going to take work. You're going to have to pray. You're going to have to read. You're going to have to forgive. You're going to have to love. You're going to have, man, there's so many things that makes that relationship so much sweeter, so much more intimate in what He's called in our life. And tonight, what I want to do here before we go to the next point, tonight He has invited us all to come. He's opened that door and invited us to come. I'd hate to know tonight, somebody asked me today how long I'd been saved. I went back and calculated up, 17 years. And that's how long I've been saved. I'd hate to know that I was no further in my walk with Christ from day 1 to day 17. I'd hate to know somebody had been born again 1 year ahead of me, had been born again 17 years. We ain't in no competition, but there ought to be a change in 17 years. Sister Christy, you're a school teacher, right? You ought to learn something in 17 years. You've been doing it longer than 17 years, I'm sure. But you ought to be more of a, you ought to be more up than a new one right there. And y'all get what I'm saying? And I don't understand how we want a relationship, but we don't want fellowship. My fellowship tonight with Christ Jesus is sweet. It's sweet tonight. And I want to show you this as we're in 1 John 1 tonight, as we're walking right down through here before we get to the next point. That is very important. He says that we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship. You know how we have unity in here? It ain't because we like one another. It ain't because we like one another. No, don't ever go there. Well, we all get along because we love one another. We like, no, no. Don't go there. Man, there's some of my own family, we just can't hardly get along sometimes. That which we have seen, heard, declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship, why we can fellowship one another and have unity and ain't division, is this. Because our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. If your joy ain't for tonight, listen to this in verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. A Christian's cup that ain't full, they ain't got much fellowship with the Father. Tonight, I want to go on down to my next point tonight, and I want to stop here for just a moment. Back in Revelation 4, not only does He invite us to come, invited John to come, not only He invites us to see, but you're only invited one way. And that's by the Spirit. John couldn't go up without the Spirit. You will not go up without the Spirit. I want to get this. And after this, I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me. Brother BJ, why do you think that's the rapture? Because the only body that's going up is those that have the Spirit. Those that's been born again. And He clearly states here that it was by the Spirit. Look what He says. And the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show these things which must be hereafter. And immediately, for him to get, what was he in? And immediately, he was in the Spirit. Immediately, he was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne. Everything I've talked to you up to this point, he's not seen the throne. The door has been open. The door's been open. Opportunity's been there. But he has not seen the throne without the Spirit. Tonight, you and I will not see the throne room of heaven without the Spirit of God. Tonight, he says, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, he said, I want you to look at this very, very good. A throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And around about the throne were 24 seats, and upon the 24 seats I saw 24 elders sitting clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. He's invited us to come. He's invited us to see, but He only invites us by the Spirit. The Lord God Almighty wants His Spirit to guide us. Turn with me to John 4:24, if you will. He wants His Spirit to guide us. John 4:24. You remember the woman at the well? Remember the woman? That's what we're talking about here. You got the woman at the well. She comes to where Jesus is. He asked her for a drink. She says, the well's deep. He said, if you'd known what I'd ask, you'd ask me for it, because what I give you is eternal life, everlasting, flowing. But then in verse 24, here's where he really gets to her. Jesus tells her, God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Tonight, you know how you can drop your head there in prayer? Man, everything be coming apart. And you get on your knees before God and you cry your heart out and come up feeling good. Because it's the spirit. I know tonight, I've seen people with physical bodies that look great. I'm talking about no ailments. They looked, I mean, if you looked at them, they didn't have a problem one. They didn't have no ailments about them. They looked fine. They had no sickness. Young at age, doing great. Their spirit not be right, and they're in turmoil. Their mind won't get right. They're just in turmoil. Because there's a different spirit that's got a hold of them. And that different spirit is a demonic spirit. And I've seen people that has, I'm talking about, just if you looked at them, you think, man, they could die any minute. But their spirit was lined up with God Almighty. They were saved, walking right where He'd have them to walk, and their spirit was just as calm. They was in peace. They had everything around them that they needed, and that was Jesus Christ. Tonight, He said, God is a spirit. John 4:24, He said, God is a spirit. Tonight, mind, you got your mind, you got your body, you got your soul, you got your spirit. You got so much that's going on in your life right now. You ever said, man, my mind is everywhere. When your mind and your spirit ain't lined up together, you will be everywhere. He said, for God is a spirit, and they that worship Him. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm a worshiper. Amen. And they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You say, well, I'm just going to worship Him in spirit. Won't work. I'm just going to worship Him in truth. Won't work. He said, you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Preacher, how do I get to that place in my life where I worship Him in spirit and in truth? Tonight, can I say to you, there can be no pride in your life. You've got to get to that place when He invites you to come that you lay it all out before Him. When John got to this place, he was already on the Isle of Patmos because he done laid it all out. That's why he was there, because he loved the Lord. And tonight, you may feel sometimes like you're out all by yourself and there ain't nobody left. You're the only one out there. You're the only one going through this. You're the only one got this going on. But can I say tonight, He invites you to come. He invites you to see what's going on. And He invites you by the Spirit. Invites you by the Spirit. If I went around this room tonight and I asked the question, I'm going to ask it. Do not answer it. I don't want to know it. When was the last time you was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day? I'm not talking about coming to church. I'm not talking about coming to church. A lot of folks go to church on Sunday, but they don't go to church in the Spirit. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. When was the last time that you came to church in the Spirit? I'm talking about when you come in, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, everything about you is lined up with God, right where you wanted it to be, right where God wanted it to be. When John had the opportunity to be called up, he was right where God would have him to be. Tonight, if you're going to have that opportunity, and you know that don't come very often, does it? The cares of this life chokes us out. You can walk in this place, and I'm telling you what, there's times I stood behind that pulpit, and I'd soon beat my head against a rock than preach. Can I get a witness? Let's be honest with you. There's times you've come and sat on that pew and you said to yourself, I'd been better off to be at home. You ever said that? Because it feels like everything's raining down on you. But I promise you, if you'll get that, let that spirit get right with the Lord. Let that spirit get right. That spirit will talk to you. I'm telling you, that spirit will talk to you. That spirit will wire you right where you need to be. And He said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to come up here. I want to show you some things. If you've not been seen, I want to say this correctly, because this is where I've been. I said, Lord, I don't know if you're moving. I don't know what you're doing. I want to be able to see things that God's doing. Don't you? I don't want to be hoping He's working or maybe He's working. I want to see God moving. And the only way I can do that is when I got a right spirit with Him. My eyes are more clear. My hands handle more. I can see more clearly. Let me show you this as we close tonight. I want to show you this. Psalm 51. You say, is the Spirit that big a deal, preacher? The Spirit is that big a deal. Psalm 51, verse number 10. Who's there? Brother Eric, stand up there and read that. If you don't mind, sir. Read it like a preacher now. One more time. Created me a clean heart, O God. He said, just don't stop with my heart. But get my spirit right. Get my spirit right. Tonight, my prayer is this. We're fixing to go into revival. Revelation 4:1, we see the door that was open. We see how He spoke to him by the Spirit. My prayer is this, that our spirit be right with the Lord. Man, when your spirit's right, it'll just get right, won't it? Tonight, I don't know about you, but that's what I want in my life, that spirit to be right. I pray you have a good week. I pray the Lord's just moving in your life in a mighty way, because there's a throne room one day that you'll be able to enter into. Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord God, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for what Brother Eric just read. Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Father, as he read that tonight, I know if there's a right spirit, they can be a wrong spirit. Lord, if I'm lined up, I can be out of line. And Lord, tonight I pray that you line my spirit up with yours. Whatever you'd have me to say, let me say. Whatever you'd have me to see, let me see. Whatever you want me not to say, let me not say. Lord, I pray for this church, every member that's here tonight, and every member that couldn't come. Lord, I pray tonight that you're calling us right where you'd have us to be and allowing us to do what you've called us to do. Father, I love you and I praise your holy and precious name. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Love on somebody tonight.